Okay, let's start with our main report. Hi everybody, my name is Damon. Welcome to the show. On today's show, we have a report by Hans, a Derby County fan, on his club, Derby County, who were recently bought by an American businessman. And of course, we have our English for football phrase. Okay, let's start with our main piece.
If you're looking for consistency in the Premiership this year, look no further than the great Derby County football team. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Rams are the most consistent team in the Premiership. And why? Well, you can look at the league table and you'll see why. They seem to lose every week. But I believe they are a great football club. Let's tell you why. First of all, I'm a passionate Derby County fan. I have been all my life, and I will never support any other team. This year, you may think, how is it possible to support such a terrible team? Looking at the table, you'll see they've had only one victory at home against Newcastle. They've had a couple of draws away and a couple at home, and the rest have been losses, sometimes 3, 4, 5, and even 6-0 games. Billy Davis, the manager who brought them up to the Premiership last year, has been sacked, replaced by Paul Jewell. And last week, Derby were beaten at home by Championship strugglers Preston North End 4-1. Are you wondering why I'm so happy about being a Derby fan? Because this week was a big week for them. This week, not only did we draw with Man City, picking up a point to take our tally to 8, but we also have new owners. Now, recently, the thought of having American owners in the Premiership has had a bit of a bad taste about it. But in Derby, this is actually quite good news, because Derby County has had a very torrid past few years. It was only a couple of years ago that my team was languishing at the bottom of the Championship, facing relegation, much like Leeds United did last year, and with masses of debt piling up. But then along came a good season, along came promotion, and now new owners who have reportedly put in £50 million to keep the club afloat, pay off their debts, and inject some money into the transfer market for new players. The future for Derby County is bright. Yes, they will probably be relegated. Yes, they will probably be playing Championship football next year. But I, for one, am delighted, because with this new money, Derby should be able to compete for better players. And they should be aiming for promotion again, if not next season, then the following season. And they should come back into the Premiership with an excellent base upon which to build. And don't forget, Derby have a fantastic fan base. This season of loss upon loss, they still pull over 30,000 fans to all their home games, which is a lot better than some other Premiership teams. And they still are the Rams, playing at Pride Park, and, for me, the only team worth watching in the Premiership. Go the Rams! Go Derby County!
Thank you. Thank you for that, Hans. Yes, Derby County, a small club, but with a long history. Okay, next up, it's English for Football.
Yaggity yag, and don't talk back. Yaggity yag, yaggity yag. Yaggity yag, yaggity yag. Yaggity yag, yaggity yag.
Today's English for Football phrase is recipe for disaster. This phrase combines two words, recipe, which means how to make a meal or drink, and disaster, which means a terrible event, a mess. Put together, this phrase means that the subject of the conversation will result in a terrible mess. So, this week, Dennis Wise has been given an important job at Newcastle with Kevin Keegan. The mix of Wise and Keegan is a recipe for disaster. Their personalities mean that they probably won't succeed together. Also, Derby have recently been bought by an American company. Some people see American ownership of English football clubs as a bad thing, a recipe for disaster. They don't believe it will be good for the club. Recipe for disaster.
State ascoltando LanguageCaster.com.
Well, that's the end of the show this week. Thank you for listening. And remember, come along to LanguageCaster.com to read all of the news about the football stories and to leave your comments. Thanks again and enjoy the football. See ya.